Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 7th of September of the year 2020. On this date in history, in 1940, we had the beginning of the Blitz. The German Luftwaffe bombed London for the first of 57 consecutive nights. Celebrate Blitz Day by stiffening your upper lip and pulling together as a community while eating bland food. A happy birthday today in 1533 to Elizabeth I, Elizabeth Tudor, a famous Virgin Queen and the original YouTube makeup tutorial star. Your guest today on the podcast, speaking of which, is makeup hero and dick deflector Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for using my correct title, hero.
Coming up today, you'll be bringing us all the latest in eye makeup news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the Queen of the UK was apparently so inspired by a recent video call. You know the Queen of the UK, Tiff. Queen Elizabeth II.
Queen Elizabeth II. I thought it was a different queen. I just referred to her as the Queen.
No.
But you're right, she's the Queen of the UK. Or just Liz to
yes,
her friends.
Or Cutie Tootie.
Lizzie.
QE Tootie, as we call her.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I like that.
Apparently she was so inspired by a recent video call she had with members of the British Armed Forces that she is now dropping in on random Zoom calls just to say hi. Experts project a 6-week progression before she discovers Twitter and another 2 weeks before Her Majesty is arguing with strangers online about conspiracy theories. And they are hoping to detach the Buckingham Palace Wi-Fi in order to prevent full-on royal shitposting 2 months from now. Meanwhile, the MLA style guide has been updated to include overly friendly commercial emails as a literary format with tropes and customs of note, including starting your email with hi or hey exclamation point, and then going on to talk about how we feel as a company, whether we're excited about anything, handy hint, we always are, and what next steps you can take to get involved in the new product. Hyperlinked citations are a must in the new style guide, and a graphic design has to be so intense it takes at least 10 seconds to load or ideally fail, f***ing up the legibility of the formatting completely. Are you a big fan of getting marketing emails, Tiff?
Personalised emails? Mm. Hey, Tiff, yes.
Hi,
like
Tiff.
You say, hi. Hi, Tiff. We thought you'd like these period pants. I always get things about periods. I don't know. Or belly fat. I'm beginning to take it personally. Maybe the belly fat is because of the periods, guys. Work it out.
Meanwhile, scientists have confirmed that they've learned how to make the perfect sandwich. A group of scientists working at the Lunchtime Institute of Sandwich Findings, while refusing to answer questions about why they chose this area of research, have nonetheless revealed that they've discovered the makings of the perfect sandwich and will be giving up science in order to retreat to a private island and just chill out making sandwiches and stuff. When asked what innovations they believe the sandwich findings will lead to, the scientists replied that sometimes knowledge is just for the sake of knowledge. Or our reporters think that that's what they said. They had their mouths full. That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's new controversial single, WAP, or Wet Ass Pussy. Despite some controversy among left and right-wing listeners, the downstairs or tropics region of some women is capable of producing its own lubrication. If you're not sufficiently moist to identify with the lyrics of Cardi B's seminal rap stressing, you might want to try hydrating from the top down. Half a glass of water mid-coitus may be enough to generate your juice factory, or try finding a more sensually inspiring partner. Half a glass of water, the wet-ass pussy for your mouth. Are you a man with a beard? Are you unhappy about having to shave your beard to make room for a mask? You've come to the right spot. Bjorn's Face Wigs and Mouth Merkins brings you beard solutions for a clean-shaven future. From masks that look like beards, to stick-on beards to put on when you've taken off your masks, to specialty Sharpies to draw stubble on your insufficiently masculine moo, to facial wax that'll rip the pubes off whoever you're being intimate with, to add to your own collection. Bjorn's Face Wigs and Mouth Merkins, the one-stop shop for face fuzz.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The last post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, eye makeup news. Tiff Stevenson, what's happening in the world of eye makeup right now? Blink, blink.
Eye makeup sales have gone up in the advent of masks, or the advent of corona, and people masking means that people are buying more eye products. I found that mascara and eyeshadow have an increasing share of sales for eye makeup, up from 22% of makeup sales before lockdown, pre-lockdown, to 25% post-lockdown. Now, I've advertised this product before, but if you don't mind me mentioning, I do have a selection of Dream Makeup, because I think it's important that women look amazing at all times. And so I've got like some Slumber Gloss and some REM eyeshadow, you know, just to, because you don't want to... You don't want to meet someone fit in your dreams and not be able to flutter your lashes. So the new sleep makeup range is on its way from me. I've created that. So you're welcome, everyone. basically, they're saying that eyebrow products have also taken a rising share in the market, having previously been static for some time. Lipstick sales fell from 14% of the market pre-lockdown. These are important stats, 12% afterwards.
Important stats.
Yeah. You've got to up your eye game, Alice. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's really important to up your eye game, but use the right products. Because I once accidentally removed my eye makeup with a vaginal wipe. And all day long, men were very attracted to my ocular region. So just be careful. They were trying to have sex at my face. So I just need to try it the other way around, find out if I can see through my vagina.
Can if you're a bit Gwyneth Paltrow.
Grinny, full grinny. We have to up our forehead game. Like, you can't have Botox now because you've got to learn Morse code with your eyebrows. Mm. So I need to know how to say off, or I was here first when I'm in a queue and stuff. And I mean, if you're single, you need to up your eyebrow game for flirting. We've got to find new ways of getting attention because our mouths aren't it anymore, which is annoying for someone like me who recently spent quite a lot of money on Invisalign. So, are you going big eyes when you mask, Alice?
Oh, yes.
Are you making a
absolutely.
Feature of them?
As someone once told me, I have dangerous eyes, like a husky. Which I'm not sure whether that was a compliment or an insult. Certainly a comment. Yeah.
Is that the follow-up single to Hungry Eyes by Patrick Swayze?
Husky eyes.
Dangerous eyes. Husky eyes.
They're not big eyes. They're just husky.
Eyes. They're the water feature of the face. Eyes are the Overton window to the soul. Like we say a lot with our eyes. Everyone should know our politics. They should know whether we're flirting. So we've all got to learn how to utilize that top bit of our face much more. I'm not that sad about losing the jawline because I don't have a massively strong, I've kind of got a bit of a squirrel bottom half of the face. So for me, this feels like, yeah, I can.
I think between you and me, we have one average sized chin. You have a cute little chin and I have a... large masculine jaw,
but a strong jaw is good. I've got a weak. I've got an underperforming. So if you're overperforming and I'm underperforming together, we can create something truly average.
The big jaw sisters
in terms of performance. So get out there, buy your bright eyeshadows. I'm sure there's plenty of YouTube tutorials that you can watch that basically involve smudging it in different directions. Having said that, I don't want to diminish the gift of makeup artists because I've had amazing people do makeup on my face, but I can't do it very well. Some people are decorating with glasses. I feel you lose a little bit. It's kind of getting a bit like Guess Who if you've got a mask and hat and glasses. So, you know, there'll probably be a rise in laser eye surgery as well. In fact, my other half, my fiance, had laser eye surgery and it nearly broke us up because he could see me properly for the first time. And I don't like that kind of clarity in his vision. I find it offensive.
Just smear Vaseline across his eyeballs. It'll all be soft focus, yeah. 80s.
Yes. Smoke machines in every room that I enter.
Well, that's what they
see
call
me
it.
Through the haze.
Well, that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Peter. It says, "Dear Alice and amusing sidekick of the day." That's you today, Tiff. "I am writing to lodge a complaint about the dangerous risks your podcast production has been taking recently." We do like to live on the edge. "As the second Lord Tulo of the Orion Cluster for the Warlocks of Greater Chantilly, I was astounded to hear you chant a nearly complete spell in the advertisement section of a recent podcast episode. It was almost exactly the traditional Canadian spell of misery. Newt is used in a lot less real spells than you'd think. Please be more careful about accepting advertising copy that may cause profound supernatural effects for your listeners. Secondly, I cannot believe that you are foolhardy enough to directly converse with an alternate dimension version of yourself. While it was certainly very amusing and rife with sexual tension, even entry-level cosmological chaplains know that if any moment you in an alternate universe, you share the exact same thoughts, it will result in a massive collapse of the two dimensions in question into one, with untold consequences. The chances of two versions of oneself sharing a thought increase exponentially when jovially conversing. Please be more careful with the fundamental underpinnings of the universe and everything going forward. Thank you, yours humbly, Peter R. P.S. Bonchance, Christopher." Anything to say to Peter R., Tiff?
I think Peter's what he's described as like a shit version of the film Looper. Or Pooper, as I should be now calling it. "Do not worry about the effects of Pooper. They will not come for you. I didn't think it was sharing a thought. I thought it was occupying the same space. Or if you enter into the alternate dimension and see yourself, then you undo yourself. So I think you're going to be fine."
I think I'll be fine. I think Zoom connections shield you from many of the problems of interacting between alternate universes. And to be honest, who knows where the first glitch in the space-time continuum that's led to a daily satirical news podcast in a dimension being transferred to another dimension. So we're on newly trodden snow, as it were, and trying not to set off any time-space avalanches. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Please tell your friends about us and listen back in the feed, particularly to Tiff Stevenson episodes, because they're always good. Your guest today on the podcast was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Let's plug my Twitter. Come and find me on Twitter. And also, my podcast, Tiny Revolutions, is coming back. So look out for that.
I will. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and some special patrons-only content. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.